Happy New Year, everyone. I am trying some new things this year. On some of the weekly forecasts, we'll still have some written forecasts. And this week we're having an audio forecast, and other weeks we'll have a video and audio forecast. I figured with the new year, it's time to change a few things up, period. And so, one of the big things for this week, which some of you may have already felt, but will be feeling even more profoundly in the next few days, is that Mars, who's normally the motivating, activating, enervating, energizing energy, has been retrograde, of course, since December 6th, which I wrote about in my forecasts in December. Today, however, on January 6th, Mars retrogrades back to the sign of Cancer, which is the sign of the home, the family, security, safety. And what it has been doing for the last few days and over the next few days, it has been opposite Pluto, which can always play out in two different ways. And I always like to look at the planets as being two-faced and two-sided, because sometimes you'll get a Mars-Pluto opposition, as we have had this last few days and the next few days, in a situation where you have horrible confrontations. And we can see that in the news of the last few days with the New Year's, with the issues that happened in New Orleans, up in Las Vegas. But the other side of it is, with Mars Pluto, is that there's a need to transform something that is in your environment or your home or your family. And that's a much better use of this energy that is really very active all the way through the end of February, when Mars goes direct. Mars at 29 Cancer is also one of those late degree signs. 29 degrees in astrology is the anaretic degree, which is often referred to as the end of a cycle that doesn't always know how the new cycle will begin. Anaretic degrees are almost like the tail wagging the dog. A lot is going on, and we can't seem to gather things up so that they can get done in a very consistent, structured way. So, a piece of what's going on right now is to allow yourself to be somewhat flexible this week. And if you get distracted, which is very typical of Mars retrogrades, if you get distracted, or just as you're fixing something, something else is happening that's getting in your way, just try to go with it. That is much easier said than done. But it certainly will reduce your frustration level if you can understand this. The other piece of the puzzle is that we also have this week a second quarter moon. Last week we had the new moon, which always begins the lunar cycle. It was a new moon in Capricorn, which is normally the new moon where we want to get things done. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Let's get things done. Let's get things organized. Let's clean out the closets. Let's clear out the kitchen. Let's get that car in shape. But with the Mars retrograde, it may feel as though so many things are breaking down, or so many things need attention, or so many things that you, in fact, may have noticed before in the last few months, but you just didn't get to it. And so I would suggest that the best way to handle this cycle this week is to get the things done that you can get done, and then take healthy breaks. Healthy breaks could be little naps, little walks, getting out of your environment for a few minutes or a few hours, just to get yourself evened out. Because Mars in Cancer retrograde is also out, what we call out of bounds. Planets that go out of bounds beyond the bounds of the sun are planets that are kind of a wild card. And a Mars out of bounds can be, I want to go work out in the gym. And maybe you haven't been working out in the gym for a while, but you want to go work out. And you go all out without any sort of gradual training to get to the place where you'd like to be. This is something to be very careful about when Mars is out of bounds, because you want to do everything. You want to get physically well, but it's a retrograde Mars. So the distraction is there, or the impetus to get healthy, or impetus to get your body working, may be greater than the process of thinking on how to get it done in a healthy, consistent way. So the thing I would suggest this week and the next few weeks, as Mars is retrograde, is to think before you act. Think before you go take five gym classes in a row especially if you haven't been working out. The other piece of the puzzle this week is that Venus, she is the goddess of love and harmony. Venus, in the last few days, left Aquarius and went into Pisces, where she will remain for another few weeks. And Venus in Pisces is considered to be one of the best places for Venus to be. She really wants peace and quiet. She wants lovely things. It's a time to really think about what will make your environment and your home peaceful. That could be as easy as changing a color on the wall. It could be as easy as just, going through your closet and looking at some things that you've outgrown, or maybe thinking about giving items away or clothing away, because Venus in Pisces is also very philanthropic, and taking care of some things that you've loved but that you can no longer use. And I think that'll be easier to do over the next few weeks because as we move through the 18th of January, Venus is getting closer and closer to Saturn. So the romantic aspect of, oh, I would love to wear this, or I'd love to have this in my home, and I've always loved it, starts to set aside to the more realistic, well, does it really work for me now in my life? Is this really where I'm at? And so there's a lot of rethinking that's happening in the next few weeks about what gives you pleasure, what gives you solace, what gives you contentment. That's the best way, contentment and peace in how you live on a day-to-day basis. But the big thing this week with that Mars opposing Pluto in retrograde is think before you speak, think before you act. And if somebody says something to you or does something that does not feel right, think twice before you respond. And this way, it's a much healthier way to deal with the challenge of this Mars opposing Pluto. Don't avoid it, but think about how you're going to say it in a best way that does not separate people, but in fact tries to bring them together in a very healthy way. So, with that said, have a great official first week of January 2025, and I will talk to you next week.